Have you ever felt like you couldn't pray? Hey there, I'm Emily Tenter, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Maybe you know exactly what it feels like to not feel like you can pray. Maybe it's because of shame or guilt. Maybe you just don't know how to pray. Well, this story is for you. Today's devotion is called When You Can't Pray, and it was written by Cindy Lee. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't pray? You're not alone. Why does this happen, and what can we do? Living in a world that has been broken by sin means that problems often arise, and we experience moments of crisis and times of suffering. Worry, anxiety, and grief can be destructive, leaving an emptiness. Sometimes, praying feels impossible. If you are ill and aching, your heart may desire to pray, but the pain is too intense and your mind becomes distracted. You may be on medication and so are unable to focus. No matter what kind of situation you find yourself in, it's okay to ask someone else to pray for you. You can also be open with God and tell Him you are struggling to pray. Remember that He knows the desires of your heart, Psalm 37, verse 4. There are times in life when grief and sadness can tear your heart in two, making your emotions raw. You may be angry if you have suffered a tragedy. Share your grief with the Holy Spirit, also known as the Comforter, according to John 14, verse 16. Remember that Jesus is fully God, but also fully human, and He understands your pain, Hebrews 4, 15. He invites you to come to Him, even when you're angry with Him. Expressing your grief and feelings to God is a form of communication. When there are no words, for whatever reason, you can sit or lie down in the silence. Say nothing. Listen to God. Trust our loving Father who knows your needs. He invites you to rest and enjoy being in His presence. Our willingness to be close to God is a form of prayer, even if we can't articulate the words. And as Christians, we have an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will always intercede for us, praying on our behalf. Speaking, singing, listening, asking other people to pray for you, or simply sitting in God's presence are all ways of praying to God. Psalm 62, verse 5. This might go against your perceptions of prayer, but just spending time with God is enough. He knows what you need and will direct you. Romans 8:26 says, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words." So let's talk about this. Have you ever felt like you couldn't pray? What did you do? Consider taking a moment to pray for someone in your life who is struggling. And take some time to dig into God's Word. Check out Romans 8:22-30 and 1 John 5:13-15 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked. Do you have a younger sibling that would benefit from a resource like Unlocked, but designed just for them? Check out our Keys for Kids devotional, made for kids ages 6 to 12. And that is it for me. Thanks again for being here. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.